Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul DiTino is brought to you by JAG1 Physical Therapy. Get back to the life you love. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By CSEA, Local 830, we work for you. And by Group 4 Auto, 4 is always less. Mr. Giant, Paul DiTino. Hello, Paul.
Hello, guys. I didn't know the Scooter Phil Rizzuto was in studio today.
The Scooter Phil Rizzuto.
Wishing happy birthday.
I won't even get into it, Paul.
It's a long story.
You don't even want to know.
Okay.
Is it basically 98% we're going to see Eli Monday night and Daniel Jones will not be good to go? Is that where we're at?
It's probably more like 99%. Right. I just came from the media portion of practice. Daniel Jones's right foot is still in a boot because of that moderate high ankle sprain, as Pat Shurmur described it yesterday. He was working on the bike, but off to the side, and clearly, he is not able to do anything at practice. So Eli Manning and Alex Tanney continue to run the show out there on the field. And, you know, I mean, if you're the Giants, let's face it. I mean, they're saying that this is a less of an ankle sprain than what Saquon Barkley had, and you saw how he basically missed a month. So, you know, would it be surprising if this is even more than a week? I guess it wouldn't. The Giants aren't putting a timetable on it, but all we know is that they're saying it's less than what Barkley's was. I kind of think, to me, that means it's a little bit open-ended, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. How aggressive would they be in trying to get him back out there? I mean, he's had his rookie season. He's had some ups. He's had some downs. Do you think that they would try maybe be extra conservative, thinking, you know what, let's not push it with this kid with where they are in this season?
Well, I think there are two things they're going to consider, Evan. Number one is, you know, every snap he takes is part of his maturing process and his development process moving forward. So would they like him to get those valuable reps? Absolutely they would. At the same time, the Giants, as you probably already know, are one of the leaders in terms of getting their quarterback hit this year. Part of that's because Daniel Jones does hold the ball a little bit too long. There's no question about that. But the offensive line has had its troubles in the second half of the season. So you do have to weigh the fact that if he is not, quote, 100%, we all know guys are not really 100% at this point in the season anyway, how close is he? Does he become an injury risk? So that's why, as the Giants always do, they're going to make that call via the medical staff. And they will determine whether or not he is in harm's way. Because the last thing in the world you want to do is put him in a safety risk situation down the stretch of the end of the season.
How much of this, though, and I think about these things, is, okay, you know what? Look, Daniel's hurt. This is a good way for us to get Eli back on the field one more time before, you know, without having it be Eli Manning Day. Here we're going to have him start one last game for sentimental reasons. I mean, how about that?
You know what? I don't think there's even a 1% chance of that, Joe, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because from the very get-go, from the moment that week two passed and Coach Pat Shurmur made the change to Daniel Jones, it became obvious that he was 1,000% committed to giving this rookie every single snap he could unless he was injured. He was going to marry himself to the maturity and the development process of this young quarterback. And as I said to you just a couple of moments ago, every snap that Daniel Jones gets is part of that education process. So I don't think there is any doubt in my mind that Pat Shurmur was prepared to play Jones for every single snap during the rest of the season. Eli was never going to see the field, in my opinion.
So Monday night, do the Giants, in your opinion, now have a better chance to win because Eli's playing, or are their chances hurt because Daniel Jones is not playing?
I believe they have a better chance to win because Eli Manning has seen it all. As much as the Philadelphia Eagles certainly know what Eli Manning brings to the table, he knows what they do. And I've said a billion times, and I'll say it another billion times after Eli retires, the guy's one of the smartest players this league has ever seen. He can diagnose things at the line of scrimmage. He can get you out of bad plays. Now, if you're not a very good football team, you're still going to have enough of bad plays that's going to make you lose the game. I get that. But that doesn't discount the fact that every player and every single coach that has come through this door, who I have talked to, even after they have retired, has said to me, you still cannot imagine how many times Eli Manning got us out of a disaster. That's what he brings to the table. So, yes, I do believe, especially with the Eagles reeling as they are, and I have to believe they're going to be foaming at the mouth after Doug Peterson said that the Dolphins wanted the game more last weekend than they did, and they're certainly fighting for their playoffs lives, Monday Night Football at the Link. Man, they are going to come loaded. That cannon is going to be filled with gunpowder. I think Eli Manning is the guy who can mentally give the Giants a better chance to survive.
Are we looking at the final days of Pat Shurmur?
Oh, I mean, what if they win their final four games? What if they pull off this upset on Monday
night? Let me ask you a question. Now, you won't give me this answer. Do you want this guy back? Is it a question you can't answer? No, you have an idea, but you don't want to answer it.
No, I don't, Joe. You know why? No, I'm going to tell you why.
Please tell me why.
Because there are still four games left to play.
So you think Pat Shurmur is the guy going forward? You really feel that in your heart?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
I'm
just asking.
I don't know.
And if you can't answer it because of your position, I understand. Then tell me that.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I do know about more of the invisible or hidden positives that a lot of people don't
share
know
them.
About.
Tell me what
they
are, because most Giant fans don't see them. So tell me what they
right,
are.
Right, right. Well, we've discussed this before. There's no question that he has kept the locker room together. There's no question that the players have not quit. There is no question that they have not turned on their coach. These are things I saw in Coach McAdoo's second season, which made it obvious for him to be jettisoned. Those things have not happened.
That's
to
the
coach
bar,
Sherman.
Though.
That's the bar. I mean, Coach McAdoo did go 11-5 his first year.
Well, and see, yeah, that's now you're asking me a totally different question.
Well, why?
Okay, you asked me what are some of the positives, and the other positive is obviously
no.
I think Daniel Jones has had what can be considered a good rookie season.
Paul, it's not hidden positives. It's that this coach has said there is growth that we're not all seeing.
Right.
What is that growth?
Tell me.
The quarterback, fine. Let's put him to the side. What are the growth of we and Giant fans not noticing?
Right, because I don't know one Giant fan, Paul, that wants this guy back. I got to be honest with you.
Well, and again, there are a lot of negatives on the side of the ledger, too. And it starts
we know
with
that.
Production and win losses, obviously. I mean, the slate is not a landslide and clear, you know, for either side here. There are actually reasons on both sides of the fence as to how you would feel. But the final four games, I mean, Dave Gettleman, I remember this. The only way I can answer this for you fellas is I truly believe you've got to look at the complete body of work by the end of the season before you make a judgment. And I remember when Dave Gettleman had said last year when we were watching Eli Manning and the offense struggled through the first half of the season, and he said, you know what, we're going to find out, you know, in spite of all the bad that's happened, we're going to find out from here forward if there is any uptick. And what happened? The second half of last year, Eli Manning and the offense looked good. Eli started to look real good. And that's why Gettleman decided to keep Eli Manning. And Gettleman said the same thing happened when he was with the Panthers. He had to figure out when he got there what happened during the final month of the season when everybody says it doesn't matter and the games are worthless and meaningless. Gettleman says, no, it does matter. I need to see something here that would allow me to sink my teeth into, that would allow me to grip onto something and want to hold on to it. Show me that. And I think that's where the Giants are now. They're in a situation where how would your opinion differ on either this team or the coaching staff, and especially the head coach, if they suddenly upset the Eagles and went on a four-game winning streak to end the season?
Paul, can I tell you this? I'm going to go from my Jet fan perspective. If Adam Gase wins the last four games of the year, you think I want this guy back? He stinks.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm telling you. He could win the last four games. This guy is never taking us to a Super Bowl. And I, you know what? I know that already, okay? So I'm going to tell you that right now. So you could say whatever you want about the next four games, and I doubt the Giants are going to run the table here. They got to play the Eagles twice.
I doubt it, too.
Okay.
I doubt it, too.
So,
look, Joe,
I'm just being honest with you. I'm being honest with you.
I mean, to be brutally honest, – the Giants have a better chance of losing the next four games than they do winning.
No, of course. Of course they do.
Look, but Paul, your point about seeing improvement, I agree. I think the problem is, especially on defense, I don't think we're seeing any of it.
Right.
I mean, Julian Love is playing, finally. And he deserves to. He actually looks like an NFL player. And I think a fair question is, well, where the hell was he the first 10 weeks of the year? But outside of that, I mean, you watch DeAndre Baker, you watch Sam Beal, and it doesn't mean anybody's giving up on him. No one's giving up. They're very young players. But I think that the Giant fan is looking for improvement, like you said, and it's just tough to find right now.
Yep.
Well, if you want specifics, I will tell you that I think Dexter Lawrence has had a very solid rookie season.
Okay, I'll give you that. I agree with that.
And I actually believe that DeAndre Baker, let me pull up my chart here. I got a chart that I keep. You know, I do all that extensive tape work.
DeAndre Baker?
I got a chart on DeAndre Baker.
Okay.
And I want
was
to
he Mel Blunt?
Okay?
Is that what you're going to tell me?
No. But he is a much improved player than he was in the first half of the season. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I've got DeAndre Baker, okay? I've got him down for allowing four touchdown passes this year, okay? He gave up a left go out in man coverage against Dallas on September 8th. Against Minnesota, he gave up a left out and in to Thielen on a touchdown. And then he gave up two touchdowns to Detroit, one on the left corner post when he busted a coverage, and Hall beat him out of the slot. And Galladay beat him on a left-out jump ball for the second touchdown against Detroit. Okay? So he gave up four touchdowns in the first 2 months of the season. Since then, none.
Give a vote, Paul, why is he on the field half the amount of time
now?
Playing
a full
the last
game
2 weeks, he's not getting nearly enough snaps.
Now they're trying to also figure out, remember, Jack Rabbit is a veteran who has a pricey 1 year left on his contract, right?
Who wants to travel. He says he wants to travel.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things they're trying to do is find out, get Beal in there, who we've been talking about for 2 years, and God knows he couldn't get on the field.
Yeah.
But now that he can get on the field, you got to give him a chance to play some of those reps, because you want to know, is Beal what you think he's going to be, so that he can deserve a spot on this team next year? And then you can proceed with Jackrabbit however you want to, whether it means get rid of him or whether it means you keep him.
Are you, by the way, speaking of which, because you are right that, and this isn't really a positive, but it's something that we haven't seen the locker room turn on Coach Shurmur, any concern based on those comments Jackrabbit had where he said Jackrabbit doesn't travel and he wants to travel? Is that any concern that could be breaking?
I don't think there's any problem necessarily with Coach Shurmur. I think, you know, there are many questions you could have about the defensive philosophy that this team has employed throughout the course of the season. Certainly, James Betcher has faced numerous questions, and justifiably so, because the stats speak for themselves. You guys have seen the games.
Yeah.
I've seen the games. The Giants have more talent on defense than they have put forth in production. And so where does that next question lie? It lies with the scheme, the philosophy. You know, I've said to you, I think they should have been a 4-3. To me, I get it. Betcher's a 3-4 guy, so he's going to favor the 3-4 situation. He's going to favor the two linebackers on the edge. I totally understand. That's his DNA. Personally speaking, I've always believed that this Giants defense's talent lent itself more to a 4-3. Well, that's a basic core philosophical difference that opens up a whole can of worms and questions, because if you can't even decide, you know, if you like the core defense, well, then that leads to a domino effect of many things that you're going to watch that defense do.
Mm. So your gut feeling, let me ask.
Am I right or wrong?
But I'm going to ask you this, okay? I understand what you're saying. I'm going to ask you this. Your gut, is Shurmur the coach next year, yes or no? In your gut, that's all.
My gut doesn't decide until the next four games.
But I'm just asking you. So you're completely avoiding this question. You will not answer the question, is what you're doing.
Well, when the co-owner of the team, and believe me, I've been around this organization long enough to know that they don't make any decisions while the season is being played.
I understand.
They sit down after the season is over and they say,
"Can I say this?"
They're with McAdoo.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, and I love you. I do love you, Paul. But I'm going to say it this way. Knowing the Giant fan, I know you're not a fan. You're a historian, whatever you want to call yourself. Being around the Giants as long as you have been, I got to believe that in your heart and in your gut and in your love for the team, okay, that you have a real feeling on what you think about this coach. So I got to believe that. I hope I'm right about that.
Here's what I will tell you,
I hope I'm right about
that. Here's what I will tell you.
Okay.
Here's what I will tell you, okay? You want to pry a little bit more? I'll give you a little bit more.
Please.
I honestly do believe there is going to be changes on this coaching staff. How many? Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer right now. Who specifically? I don't know the answer right now.
Well, you hinted at Benter, by the way.
It's hard to imagine after these back-to-back seasons that this coaching staff is going to remain intact.
No, and you've been, basically said it. Betcher's gone. I mean, let's just start right there.
I don't see how that's not.
A foregone conclusion.
No, I'm with you.
I think Shermer's gone too.
I do too.
But I think Betcher is an absolute lock and a half.
I think Gettleman might stay. I think Shermer's out. That's me.
I mean, Coach Shermer himself said he understands it's a win-loss production business. So, I mean, is he going to be surprised if members of his staff or him himself are told to look at the door?
Completely.
You can't, not when you look at the numbers.
I know there's a completely unrelated question. I'm only asking this out of curiosity. What do you think of Ron Rivera? You like Ron Rivera?
What's your thoughts?
I thought his press conference yesterday morning was extremely impressive.
Okay.
What about his coaching? Did you like his coaching over 9.5 years in Carolina?
I think he's done a solid job, and I think of the free agent head coaches available right now in the NFL, he would be at the top of the list.
Over McCarthy.
Oh, so you don't like Mike McCarthy. Is that fair to say?
I am not a Mike McCarthy fan, and one of the reasons is I don't like guys who call their own plays.
Shermer calls his own plays.
Doesn't Shermer? Right. Doesn't he call
the plays? What do you think of Shermer doing it?
I said it when McAdoo came to the Giants, and I said it when Shermer came to the Giants. I think head coach are making a mistake when they call their own plays. It would be my philosophical preference that they did not. I'm not backing away from that.
Okay.
It's a philosophy.
Right.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Parcells. What do you want me to do?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying Shermer still calls his own plays. You would think he'd say, hey, Shula, can you do this for me?
That's right.
That's one of the reasons I would shy away from McCarthy. Some people like pears and oranges. Some people like apples. I would shy away from hiring a head coach who called his own plays. That's simply my preference.
All right, Paul.
All right, Paul.
Always good talking to you.
We'll see you. All
you
the love.
Too, fellas.
All the love.
P-Dot on the Giants. Interesting discussion. I think they're all gone, except for Gettleman. I think Gettleman's back.
I agree. I think Gettleman stays, Shermer, and the whole group are out.
Yeah. That would be my guess. But look, he is right about one thing, and I disagree with something you said. I actually disagree with something you said about yourself, because I think I know you.
About Gaze?
Yeah, I think if the Jets won 4 in a row, you'd think about him differently.
I just don't think he's going to be the guy that's going to win us the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that, but I think that if they – right now, do you want Adam Gase fired as head coach? Okay. If they won 4 in a row, you wouldn't say that.
I don't know.
Do you agree with that?
Not sure with Gaze.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to predict how you
would
think.
I don't see how this
tough.
Guy's ever winning with us. I really don't.
I don't think he is either.
And I don't
think
we're going to win 4 in a row. I think there's a better chance, like he said, we're going to lose the next 4
games. I completely
agree.
I don't think we're ever going to know the answer to this, but I think Paul's point of, hey, you win 4 in a row, things change. They do. I think they changed a few weeks ago when the Jets were winning games.
Well, I mean,
felt better about the team.
A little bit, only because the quarterback was playing well.
Right, I get it, but the coach is kind of an extension of that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
but then we saw the usual that we always see, and that was last week.
But that's before
and
that happened.
I can't see these games anymore that we saw like
no, I completely agree. I don't think we're ever going to be in a position at the end of the year for this question to be answered, is my point, because I don't think they're going to win
even
those games.
Even if they lost all 4 games, you don't think he would dump them? If they went 4-12, you don't think he's out?
I think that could be the thing that causes Christopher to change his mind.
Yeah, no, I think so, too.
And I do think, here's where Paul
could be.
And
I'm telling you, if they don't beat Miami, there's a good chance they're not winning another game.
But here's the thing, to Paul's point, the Giants are not winning 4 in a row.
No,
I think we all agree.
Definitely not.
But if by some miracle they did, he is right. The owner would probably look at Shermer differently
probably.
And say, wow, they won 4 in a row.
Yeah, probably.
I'll keep him around.
Yeah,
in the NFL, more than any other sport, things do change with a couple of wins. I just don't think it's
happening. You also don't want to fool yourself.
No doubt.
You know, winning 4 straight. Because remember, outside of the Eagles, the 2 games, they play Washington and Miami. I mean, so they're not exactly playing. You know, wins over those teams aren't exactly, okay, well, that's enough to inspire me to keep Pat Shermer.
No, you're right.
I mean, so you got to look at that,
too. You don't want to be fooled.
Nope.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.